The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Macro Micro News for Thursday, the 13th of March, 2025. We missed Friday the 13th by one day. That's all we needed after the week in the markets we've had. Do you know why the markets are amazing? And I go through periods where I get down about them. I get up and elated about them when they're up, down about them when they're down. It affects my mood. And I'm sure if you're an investor, it affects your mood too. It's nothing worse than seeing your portfolio value go down when there's nothing you can do about it, really, you know? But that's the thing. That's why it's hard. That's why making money in the markets is never easy. It's an amazing challenge. And, you know, whether I'm down or up, it makes you feel, doesn't it? It makes you feel something. It moves your emotions. That's the markets. And the thing is, to be a very decent investor, you have to flip sentiment and your emotions. Because when the markets are down and it's all you can see or think about or all that's being reported is doom and gloom, it's normally the best time to buy. Normally, because everything's sort of priced in. And a classic example of that, actually, is that American markets have been topping out for weeks and months and years. 2 years they've been going up for. And towards the top, Buffett started going towards cash. It's the opposite over here, of course. I mean, over here it's been down anyway, on the AMOL share. So, you've been buying the bottom for 3 years. Of course, that's the index of AIM. There's a lot of crap on AIM. There's some very good companies on AIM. But trouble is, the crap gets all the attention. But that's what you have to do. I mean, at the moment, when you think about, you know, what's the prevailing subject that's dragging down the markets? And it's Trump's tariffs. Now, that can change on a dime. You know, we know they're negotiating tactics, these tariffs, okay? Now, all it needs is an agreement with Canada and Mexico and Europe and the markets rally. So when it seems like there's just grey gloom ahead and the markets are down because of that, that's normally an opportunity. Opportunities in the markets don't get signposted. Otherwise, everyone will be buying in. And I'm talking about not just buying randomly, good companies that have been sold off, good businesses that have just been sold off because people are worried, investors are running scared and just selling because the share price goes down. And now, if you took the share price, you know, share price away from these businesses and looked at the actual business themselves and look, drill down into the figures, say, are they improving? Yes, they are. So why should, you know, what Trump is going on about affect, for example, the customers of Ramsden's or the customers of Time Finance or the customers of Beeks? They don't. In fact, the volatility in the added volumes would help Beeks, actually. And in fact, that news yesterday, talking about, seems like it's going to be an advantage for Beeks on the NASDAQ because the NASDAQ had this legacy co-location agreement that they're shutting down. Now, if you go on the NASDAQ website, then the co-location, you know, service advertised there is Beeks's. That'll be the prominent thing. So there's lots of businesses actually doing very, very well. You know, check the reports, check the financial reports and trading updates. But they're just being sold off because, you know, this doom and gloom is making investors skittish. So it can be an opportunity. And normally, when the markets are low, it is an opportunity. Okay, let's look at some macro news. Number one up. Oh, in fact, let's look at the markets first. Let's look at what's happening in the markets. So, indices. FTSE 100, well, it's flat. 8532. FTSE 250, it's down 0.7% or 0.75%. 19,741. FTSE small cap, it's flat. 6519. AIM All Share, is that flat? Pretty much down 0.1% to 679. We are literally 10 points off the low it hit back in, what is that, October 23. The high name, September the 6th, 2021. That's etched on my brain. It hit then 1,300. It's now at 679. It's been too long. It's dipped massively in the last week. Really has. Look at the relative strength index. It's now at 27. Really oversold. And when it gets to these levels, it doesn't hang around there for long. You tend to get a bounce. Let's look at commodities. Brent crude down a quarter of 1%, 70.71 bucks a barrel. What else we got? We got copper. It's had a bit of a good run, but it's having a little bit of a pullback today. And it's at 10,653, just a little smidge down, a third of 1%. Gold, it's up a third of 1%. So we've got literally, it is almost equaling a close. What was that? We're a couple of points off an all-time high in gold. Good for Amazons. Oh, yeah. What else we got? That's it. Bitcoin. Let's look at Bitcoin. It's down a little bit. It's just nudging down below the 200-day moving average at 82,652. Okay, government bonds. The 2-year yield is 4.252, up 1%. The 10-year yield's at 4.75, up 0.6%. A pound will buy you €1.19. In fact, the pound is rallying a little bit against the euro, and it'll buy you $1.29. It's down a fifth of 1%, but still at pretty much a high from the low on the 20th of January. So some macro news to get into this. Starmer to scrap NHS England and bring health services back under democratic control. I thought, what? I saw that pop up on my app there. He's scrapping the NHS? Well, how does that work? And it's not. It's NHS England. It's this arm's-length body, this bureaucratic body. So NHS England will be abolished to cut bureaucracy and bring management of the health service back into democratic control. They're looking to reduce the overall headcount by 50%. Which will mean hundreds of million pounds worth of savings, they say. Trump pledges to match EU and Canada's retaliatory tariffs. So he's imposed more tariffs after his latest move to introduce import taxes on steel and aluminium. Entering the US prompted retaliation from the European Union and Canada. Trump said that, of course, he would respond to the countermeasures, repeating his warning to reveal reciprocal tariffs. Reciprocal, that means what they put on, we put on, back and forth. That's how it works. He had to explain that to himself, I think, recently. Whatever they charge us, we're charging them. That's reciprocal. Thanks, Donald. The threat marked a further escalation of a trade war, which has rattled financial markets amid concerns over the impact on the economies and consumers in many countries around the world, including the US. I guarantee they'll come to some sort of resolution that soon. And lastly, UK housing market has weakest month since late 2023, RICS survey shows. Britain's housing market is the slowest month in more than a year in February as a rush by buyers to close deals ahead of the expiry of tax break run out of steam, apparently. The Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors said buyer demand was the weakest since November 23, and a further softening was expected. The report's net balance of house prices, which measures the difference between surveyors reporting a rise and a fall, dropped to plus 11, its lowest since September last year, down from plus 21 in January, and a 2-year high of plus 25 in December. The figure was below all forecasts in a Reuters poll of economists, which had pointed only to a slight slowdown. Britain's housing market gathered speed in recent months, helped by expectations of the Bank of England interest rates cuts and buyers seeking to beat a 30, well, it's a stamp duty, isn't it? Expiry, tax breaks. Again, because of the budget. Dickhead! Sorry. But that flurry of activity appears to have cooled now with time almost running out to beat the deadline. Okay, some micro news, micro cap news. Secure Trust Bank had some good figures out today. I'm not good with banks. I don't understand, really, you know, their assets, liabilities. I mean, it seems to improve a little bit, SDB. I didn't look at that. So I'm looking at microcap companies that have revenue, so they're commercial. And look at results here. So we've got Essensys, ticker there is E-S-Y-S, and they're a leading global provider of software and technology to the flexible workspace industry, announces unaudited results 6 months, ended 31st of January. I've just got an alert. Trump threatens 200% tariff on European alcohol in response to EU's 50% tax on US whiskey. How is that reciprocal? 200%, Donald, that isn't reciprocal. That's quadrupling. Anyway, so Essensys, 31st of January was the period end. Total revenue, 10.4 million versus 11.7, so down 11%. Loss before tax of 1.8 versus 2.8, so it's improved a little bit. Net cash of 2.2 versus 3.5. So it's gone down in every respect there. This is, you know, pretty much a turnaround. They do say they remain confident of further progress in the second half of the year, supported by our progress with strategic customers. The group expects an improvement in revenue mix following a continuing strategic shift away from network services, which will reduce overall revenues in financial year 26, leading to cash generation and an improvement in margins. But I did look at the margins. The forecasts here are expected to be, for 2025, 20 million top line, down from 24.1, and a loss before tax of 2.1 versus 5.7 loss. So that's an improvement. But in 2026, revenue grows again by 1 million to 21 million, and they're still doing a loss before tax of 2 million. So they've got cash there of just 2.2. I'd say ignore this. It's a recovery play. It's had a good run from the lows of 13 pence, but there's not enough growth or profits forecast to take this higher. Forecast loss before tax for 2026 improves slightly to 2 million loss from 2.1, but on higher revenue, meaning margins drop. So, yeah, it's not an outstanding business, to be honest. So I ignore that. Essensys. Where is it today? It is down 8%. Not surprised, really. Like I say, it's had a good run from the lows. But I can't see it going any higher. What's the market cap? Market cap is 22 million, pretty much. Next, Haydale Industries. H-A-Y-D is ticker here. The Advanced Materials Group announces its unaudited interim results to 31st of December. Revenue of 1.25 versus 2.47, loss before tax of 3 million versus 2.53, so that's increased. Revenue's gone down, loss has gone up. Cash of 1.99 versus 3.3. They did say post-reporting period, following the conclusion of the business review announced in December 2024, the securing of an additional 3.1 million in November, which is in the figures, the board and management team have taken decisive steps to refocus the group and reduce cash burn, aligned to the revised strategy. Now, the broker's saying the ongoing UK business grew contracted revenues by 39% year-on-year and has launched an innovative graphene-based heating brand called Just Heat. See what they did there. which shows significant promise as it provides reliable, even and rapid heating in a low-cost and simple-to-install product format that is more efficient than current electric heating options. This provides positive indications that the established business has increasingly attractive prospects. As yet, though, it seems to be a story because they've got under-review forecasts. So it's a recovery play based on the story. Streamlined operations. Brokers suggest there's potential, but have forecasts under review. The proof of success for me is in the figures, but it's too early yet. There's no forecast. They only've got 2 million of cash as of the 31st of December, not enough to get to profitability. As they point out in the going concern, the cash resources of the group may be insufficient to fund the cash requirements of the group through to a position where it's able to fund itself from its own cash flow within 12 months of the date of this report. So they're going to perhaps have to, you know, raise more cash somehow. And they are only a market cap of 4.1 million, making a loss. So I'd say ignore. And finally, Van Elm, market cap 37 million. They are the UK's largest ground engineer contractor. Announces unaudited interim results 6 months, ended 31st of October. Revenue, 65.2 million versus 68.2, has gone down. Profit for tax of 1.9 versus 2.5, has gone down. Net debt of 4.3 versus 1.9 of net cash. They say outlook, market conditions remain challenging in several sectors. Housing has shown signs of recovery and, despite the slow start of Control Period 7, our rail activities are increasing due to our diverse spread of customer relationships and ongoing Trans-Pennine route upgrade works. Assuming continued strengthening of the group's end markets, the board remains confident in achieving market expectations for the full year. Company Cabal's analyst forecasts for financial year 25 is underlying profit before tax of 6 million, which is a bit of a turnaround, considering they do 1.9 for the half year, they need to get 4 million for. Is this for period two, for the second half? I'd say ignore. They're experiencing challenging markets, and whilst they hope for a better 2026, at the moment, it's just hope. Keep an eye out on them, though. You know, they may pull out of the bag a stronger H2. Keep an eye on contract news and trading updates, just in case they do pull out of the bag. But they're expected to do, 130. In fact, it's been revised down, is it? 131.9 million top line, down from 139.5. And adjusted profit tax of 4 million now, down from 5.1. But in 2026, they're expected to go up to 164 top line from 131 and do a profit before tax adjusted of 4.7, up from 2.8. But like I said, it's a long way off yet. So that was interims. This is a trading update today. Sorry, that was interims I read out. So they do say, and that broker forecast I just read you was a result of this trading update. And they say market conditions have proved challenging. The board remains optimistic of the group's prospects for financial year 26, whilst recognising the pace of market recovery may be slower than previously anticipated. So I did read you out the interims, but it was a trading update today that came out. So, H2 is not looking like it's going to perform to what they thought. And so they're now pushing out to 2026. So I'd say ignore, not looking good. And scrolling down, they're down 10% a day. It's been trading in a sort of a messy range for a while, but it's broken down the bottom end of that trading range. It's now down 10% to 31.6 pence. So ignore that. That's it for the day. Thanks for listening. By the way, if you go to sharepickers.com and click on the book, you'll find something very special. Thanks for listening to the podcast. Speak to you tomorrow. Muchos apreciados. Oh, by the way, if you like the podcast, if you could give a positive rating and review, that would be excellent. If you can find how to do that, I find it really impossible almost. But if you can do that, let me know and I'll give you a shout out. Thanks very much. Speak to you tomorrow.
The Share Pickers Podcast with Justin Waite. The content of this podcast is not intended as investment advice. It is for information purposes only. Please do your own research.